This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. We were talking with Scott, who's got sort of not an unusual issue, certainly more and more true of with baby boomers, that we're living longer, our parents are living longer. And Scott's saying, okay, well, here's the deal, that my mom's my best friend, and, you know, I know that basically at some point, it's very likely that she's going to predecease me, and that makes me really anxious. And I'm saying, well, okay, given the reality that that's most likely the case, what can we do about it? And say, well, all right, so the real issue is that she's my best friend, and while I understand that no one's making out of here alive, it still worries me because I would be alone. I'm saying, okay, well, then let's deal with the alone part. That if you divert part of, you know, not doesn't have to be very much, but part of the time and attention from your mom, and presumably she has other friends as well. And instead of when you're not with your mom, you're watching television or you're on the internet or you're sleeping, that you use that time to be a little more social, to join a bowling league or to go to church or join a great books discussion group or take an adult education course or do volunteer activity or go online and, you know, and meet with the idea of meeting somebody offline. Because not only will that offset your anxieties to a certain extent, it'll enrich your life and at least potentially enrich your relationship with your mom, because relationships that are inclusive rather than exclusive tend to be healthier all the way around. So I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to that rather than just saying, okay, now you're done. So
actually, I'm a major book reader. I don't watch television. I'm online very little. Surrounded with friends. I'm a great job. Everything, life's great. I'm just going to have...
Right, so what are the issue about friends?
Oh, there is no issue about friends. They are surrounding. As a matter of fact, they're very close to my mother as well, and a major loss for them as well.
What's the issue about feeling like you'd be completely alone if your mom was not there?
The void would be a huge vacuum. I wouldn't know how to deal with it. I know it's coming, but I don't know how to deal with it.
Well, but we deal with it on what level are we talking about?
On myself, personal, on a very selfish level.
Well, but no. That's not helpful. I don't need abstractions. I need specifics. Do you feel that you would be? I mean, certainly the loss of a parent is a major, predictable, yet no less traumatic event in everybody's life.
Right.
But
from my past experience, my father and my grandmother, I did not handle it well. And this is going to be a major one. I don't think I'm going to do well.
But why are we assuming that? Why would you want to do that to yourself?
Exactly.
So what happened when your dad died?
I want to prepare myself. I don't know how to prepare myself.
Well, that's a different question. All right. So the question is, how do you prepare yourself?
Right.
Well,
exactly.
So the deal is, I think on one level, there is no way of preparing ourselves completely for the death of someone, right? There just isn't. Because
no, I agree.
Even though we can, and my mom used to tell the story of that her mother would sit with her and say, okay, here's what I want at my funeral. And when my mother was a very young girl, and my grandmother lived till she was 97. And my mother at the time when she was talking about it would be 12 or 13 years old, and she'd say, okay, I want white lilies and these are the songs I want. And my mother would sit there sobbing. And my mother hates lilies. You can't get her lilies because of that. And my grandmother's approach was, you know, I want a planet. I'm a control freak. I don't think that she used that word. But you know, get used to it. Now, did that mean my mother was any more or less prepared when her mom died? Hard to say. To a certain extent, even though we can think about it intellectually, we don't, you know, if it hasn't happened, it hasn't happened. And we can certainly say that we can keep our mother or anyone alive that we love, when we think about them, when we talk about them, when we experience, when we go to Baskin Robbins and say, you know, I would ordinarily order butter pecan, but mom loved pistachio. I'm going to get pistachio today just because I know it was her favorite. I mean, that's a way of keeping somebody's memory alive. And if you think about it,
the memories are solid and relished. The memories are great, but the foreboding, the future is always what scares me. That's
well, but I mean, why would you do that to yourself?
That's why I'm calling you.
Well, but I mean, it's almost. I'm not sure. Is it? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, three sisters.
Are you trying to
fight family?
You sort of trying? Are we having some kind of sibling competition here to see who loves mom the most?
Not at all. No.
Okay.
Not at all. Not at all.
Because I mean, to say I plan to be devastated. I mean, I don't know why you do that. You could say. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I plan to be sick. Okay, well, you're going to be sick then.
Exactly.
You know, I don't disagree with you. But why would you do that? What if you, but Scott, what if you said to yourself, instead of I'm going to be devastated, what if you said, you know, I'm going to miss mom like crazy, but my whole point is I'm going to celebrate mom's life for the rest of my life. Because what I know is my mom loves her kids to be happy. So my gift to my mother is to find the courage to put on my big boy pants, to not be a mope, to not be a victim, to not be sad, to not betray my mother's not only memory, but her all of the things she believed in by being sad. I'm going to plan a joyous, maybe I can't plan a joyous funeral, but I could, Scott, shut up for a minute.
I
can plan a memorial service for her where we play all her favorite songs and we do a video of her favorite outfits and we give away her hats. I mean, so plan. So figure out what it would do to make for you to honor your mother's memory, not with your sadness, but with a celebration of her life.
That's very helpful.
Okay. So start.
Exactly. We give my dad. Exactly. Thank you.
Well, so you know. All right. So start. Yeah. And you can plan it with your mom if she would like that. Interestingly enough, I had a similar conversation with my mom, except it's exactly a mirror image, that I was out to visit her a couple weeks ago, and because there was a big family wedding, and she felt like she was going to be planted someplace, and it really irritated her. So I said, I'll come out and spend the weekend with you, when I did. And she sat with me, and I'm the one who sort of pushes her a little bit. Oh, I'm tired, Mom. You don't want to go to bed right now. We're going to go take a walk. Oh, I can't. Yes, you can. And then we're outside, and she said, why don't I do this more often? I'm so happy. It took me 20 minutes to get her into the shower. The first day, the second day, she said, do we have 5 extra minutes so I can take a shower? And I thought, who are you and what did you do with my mom? And at one point she said, you know what? It occurred to me a couple of days ago, I'm going to die. And I said, well, you know, I think basically all of us are. You know, it's one of those, it's the Anne Bancroft theory of life, which is I know everybody dies, but somehow I thought I was going to be the exception. And she said, well, but I won't be here anymore. And I said, well, Scott, shut up.
Sorry.
Yep. So I said, it depends on how you look at being here. You know, you've got a bunch of kids who'll remember you. You have a bunch of friends. You have people here at where you're living that will miss you. But she said, well, I won't physically be here. And I said, well, what if we plan something physical to kind of have your name on it? And she said, like what? And I said, well, like a park bench for people to sit out in the sun like you're doing right now. Or I said, one of the things I'm talking about is a drinking fountain because I'm always thirsty. So have a Joy Brown Memorial drinking fountain somewhere. And she said, well, that's a really interesting idea. And I said, well, look, why don't you think about it and we can figure out, we can actually do it while you're still here and we can put a name on it and we can, you know, we can scatter your ashes there. Or we could, you know, whatever you want so that there is something tangible that's part of you that's, and that was a really helpful thing for her. Now, I was dealing with her anxiety on the other side. You're dealing with your anxiety on this side. But maybe that's a viable thing as well, to not only plan a memorial service, but maybe plan something that says, here's something that commemorates mom. Maybe there's a tree or a garden or a drinking fountain or a bench or a chair or an umbrella or something that I can go and feel closer to mom. I think it's why people have headstones, because there's no value to the headstone of the person who's gone, right? What do they need a headstone for? It's for those of us who remain to be able to feel that we can go and touch something tangible and feel closer to that person. All right,
on my kitchen table, my father passed a cancer. a polished stone no bigger than my fist, and on it is written happiness. I think the hardest thing in life is to be happy.
No, I think the easiest thing in life is that you just have to be willing to do it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade shark website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Well, there's some interesting sort of news today. First of all, Rowan, Kentucky, with the clerk deciding that she wasn't going to issue any marriage licenses because she didn't believe in gay marriage. She's now in jail for contempt of court. I'm not even going to mention her name because I think that's why she did it. I mean, look, I think it's okay to have personal beliefs, to say, you know, I can't serve alcohol. I think that alcohol is demon rum. But then you really can't work as a flight. You can't work as a bartender, right? It's okay to say these are my beliefs. But then you have to understand that the people who are hiring you to do a job have a right to say, okay, I absolutely support your beliefs. You just can't do this job. But I think to say my personal beliefs have, you know, are above the law. I mean, that's where we get politicians indicted. So the first gay couple did get married, and apparently people were very happy about it, so that's good. I don't know, the idea of one person deciding who can or can't marry sort of is upsetting. The U.S. has got 17% less smokers in just 1 year. I'm not sure why that happened, because we know that for people under 35, that smoking is getting to be a relatively unfamiliar kind of behavior as opposed to kids. They said 24.7% of American adults are considered present-day smokers. That's amazing that it's still that high, don't you think? Although that's, what, yeah. 1 in 4. It yeah. probably, you know, probably 10, 15 years ago was 1 in 2, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
They said greater tobacco tax, smoke-free legal guidelines that ban smoking from indoor and outdoor areas look like dissuading even hardcore, closely addicted people who smoke from persevering with the behavior. So sanctions do work. They said a pack-a-day smoker could save more than $7,000 a year by
wow.
butting out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's serious money, right?
Yeah.
The teens are turning to smoking, which has always been a problem. They basically are raising taxes, publicizing negative health effects, although they've been doing that for a long time. The thing is about kids is they don't think it'll ever affect them.
Yeah.
An extra 1% decrease over the last year in cigarette pack sales. In CVS did the research, said they had a 15% or greater share of the retail pharmacy market. So apparently, all right, so CVS decided to stop selling tobacco products.
Hmm.
And they see the overall decrease in cigarette purchases by 95 million packs where it has stores.
Hmm.
So they're now trying to get other CVS stores to ban tobacco.
Yeah.
There's signs up all over here saying, you know, if you have a pharmacy, why are you selling tobacco?
Right.
They're
yeah,
saying
it's kind of productive, really.
Yeah. Well, how about the VA hospital selling where you have something like, the time I knew it, which was about 15 years ago, that VA hospitals had about, I think, almost half the people were there because of pulmonary problems. OCP, you know, all sorts of sometimes primary, sometimes secondary. And cigarettes are subsidized in VA hospitals. They're cheap.
Yeah.
A bad idea.
Yeah.
They said 95 million fewer packs, 5 fewer cigarette packs a day. So there you go. So it does seem to work. So good for CVS, which is, you know, and that impacts their bottom line. So good for them for doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the ones where I think that a man was arrested for pairing a mayor on Twitter, gets $125,000 in a civil lawsuit. And I agree. You know, we believe in, I mean, even if you're obnoxious, you have a right to be obnoxious. His residence was raided. Peoria,
wow.
Illinois.
They raided his house?
They raided his house.
Jeez.
Local authorities are not to prosecute people for parodies or satire. The operator of the Peoria mayor handle was initially accused last year of impersonating a public official in violation. Now, impersonating somebody is one thing. The 30-year-old
right.
was never charged.
Stealing someone's identity is one thing, but if you're
yeah.
just doing a parody, I mean...
Apparently, his arrest was kicked off after the local mayor, Jim Artis, was concerned that the tweets in that account falsely portrayed him as a drug abuser associated with prostitutes. Well, one tweet was concerned about, said, "Who stole my crack pipe?"
Oh, jeez.
All right, now wait a minute. Okay, this seems a little more borderline than we previously
yeah.
thought. As part of the agreement, which includes legal fees, his attorneys from the ACLU said Peoria will publish a directive to the police department making it clear that Illinois law criminalizing impersonation of a public official does not include parody and satire. The directive makes clear that parody should never be the predicate for a criminal investigation and should not be repeated again. But he said he never dreamed he would be arrested for his fake Twitter account. The mayor said he was breaching by making it illegal to impersonate a public official. Well, I wonder if he looks like the mayor. They don't have pictures of him. They just have pictures of the mayor.
Well, I was going to say, did it say what his Twitter handle was or is?
Yeah, well, his Twitter handle is Peoria Mayor, at Peoria Mayor. See, that may be the issue. It's not what he said,
right,
but the fact that he was using Peoria Mayor as his handle. So they may have stopped him from doing that. See, I told you, the Internet is kind of a Pandora's box at this moment.
Yeah.
All right, so parody is okay, but you know, pretending to be someone else. We had to close down one of my sites because people somehow... I can't figure out how to work my computer. Apparently, everybody else in the world can. I mean, everybody can hack my computer. I can't make it work. Arby's fired a Florida restaurant manager and suspended a clerk after a female police officer said she'd been denied service because she was a cop.
Mm.
The kids... Part of the story, the rest of the story is really kind of interesting. Guess how old the manager and the clerk were?
They're probably teenagers.
Uh-huh. One's 22 and one's 19.
I'm guessing the manager was probably 22, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then
The cop was 34, pulled up to the drive-thru, ordered a meal. She handed over a credit card. They refused to ring her order up. He doesn't want to serve you because you're a police officer. Oh, dear.
And they were serious.
Apparently so.
Wow.
She finally received her food, but said she was too uncomfortable to eat it, so she returned and got a refund. Good luck. Anybody who eats at Arby's, never mind, we're not going to go there. I'm offended and appalled that an individual within our community would treat a police officer in such a manner. I mean, she obviously was going to pay for it.
Yeah.
It was a misunderstanding, they said. And Mirabal's comment was an attempt at a joke. They said okay. He was unable to ring up the order due to a number of other customers he was servicing. He said Mirabal made this remark after Davenport asked him for help with the transaction. We don't hate cops. We don't hate anybody. We're just trying to get people out of the drive-thru. Arby's rival took advantage of the flap between the police and the restaurant. McDonald's partnered with a local radio station to deliver bags of pancakes and egg McMuffins to the department Thursday, which is now suing them for harassment and
Jeez.
Heart failure. No, I made that up. I made that part up. I just think if you're sending a heart attack on a bun, then you're going to get sued. Whole Foods store put out a spread of its own. Residents supplied donuts and coffee. I don't know. Some of these stories are just, you have to kind of read beyond. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, given the fact that this is unofficially the last Friday of, actually the last Friday of the summer, even though it's not, let's do an email.
Sounds like a plan to me. We got an email from Gina, and Gina says, Dr. Joy, I want to have a social life, but I am shy. How do I overcome shyness and get out and meet people?
Okay. Understand, and I'm not going to be harsh with you about this, kiddo, but shyness is self-absorption, right? It's everybody's going to look at me. People are going to be talking about me. I'm not smart enough, right? It's me. So, and I'm not trying to be cruel to you. I'm saying that the best way to understand it is to focus on somebody else. And if it's any comfort to you, when they did a poll about, I don't know, 10 years ago or something, and 87% of the American population said that they were shy, which means essentially everybody feels they're shy. Some people are just better at hiding it, and you're not very good at hiding it, so you're going to get better at hiding it. All right, so number one, remind yourself. We've already done number one and number two. Number one, that shyness is self-absorption, okay? Which doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that if you understand that, then we have the way out of it, right? If shyness is self-absorption, then what you need to do is not be self-absorbed, right? Number one. Number two, understand you're in good company, 87% of the American public. Uh-huh. Number three, subscribe to the Anna and the King of Siam School of Life, that when I whistle a happy tune, not only do I fool everybody else, I can fool myself, all right? So... And I will tell you this just on a personal level as well as a psychological level. I'm actually a fairly shy person. Being a public person was never part. I mean, think about it. If you think about two things that are less related than being a therapist in a dark room with maybe one or two people at the most at a time where they do most of the talking and what I do for a living, right? Which is taking it on the road that I'm a public person. There are pictures of me. People want to take pictures of me, which is my least favorite thing in the universe. Well, they're probably... Maybe root canal is worse. Nah, not even. All right, so the idea being, at some point in my life, I had all these terrible pictures because I hate having my picture taken. And what I finally decided is this is just plain stupid. You're making everybody uncomfortable. You have all these horrible pictures. It's part of your job description right now, whether you wanted it or not wanted it, whether it's what you anticipated. None of that makes any difference. It is what it is. So pretend that you really love this. And all of a sudden, the pictures got better. And all of a sudden, it wasn't such a pain in the neck to everybody. And so believe that you know, are not shy, that you are confident, that you are sure of yourself. And I'll tell you what I do, because I'm still not terrifically good at it. When I go to parties, I am notorious for doing a number of things. First of all, I will help the hostess, because if I'm passing out hors d'oeuvres, I get to talk to everybody. I have something to do. I don't get stuck with anybody. And I have a role. I'm quite often the bartender at parties because I don't drink and I'm relatively quick. And again, it's the same thing. People come to you. All right, so those are kind of cheats. Admittedly, they're cheats. But nevertheless, for those of us who are not particularly good at going up to somebody and saying, hi, that it really does work. Even doing that, my stomach hurts. All right, whatever we're on, number four or five. Go and find the person when you walk into a room. First of all, look everybody in the eye and look for the person who is cringing in the corner, which is, I know, is usually you. And go over to that person and say, hi, I just want to introduce myself. Who do you know here? You know, and have a couple of things to talk about, whether it's movies or, you know, how much you hate my program or politics are a little iffy to start with because you can get in fights with perfect strangers. But just have a couple of movies are a great place to start. Current events, the weather, the hostess, the food. So they're just some kind of benign topics, because all you really want to do is ask a question that someone else can then answer and listen to their answer, and then you'll figure out what to say next. Don't worry about what you're going to say. Again, get out of the self-absorption kind of little hamster roll. And all of a sudden, what you'll find is that things aren't quite as awful as you thought they were. I will also tell you a quick story. I'm not terrifically good at party situations. I'm okay one-on-one. As I think most of us are. So I was at a party in San Francisco, and it was in the back of a singles bar. And there were probably 40 women there and like 3 men. And I said to the hostess, how come you didn't invite more guys? And she said, what do you mean or something? I said, well, there aren't any guys here. And I said, there are a whole bunch of guys up front. Why don't you just go and invite some of them to the party? And she said, I triple dog dare you to do it. Well, a triple dog dare, everybody knows. I mean, you can't say no to that. So little shy me goes up, and so I figured doing a one-on-one was going to take too long, and I just didn't have that much nerve or whatever else it took. So I went and found a group of 5 guys who were standing together, and I went up and I said, I have been tasked with the mission statement of finding the 5 best-looking guys in this place and inviting them to a party. In the back. Would you guys like to come? Well, of course, all of them thought that was great. And I ended up going out with 3 of them, not at the same time. But it was just one of those great life lessons that was unanticipated, but worked really well of saying, so pretend. So pretend that you're that this is fun for you. That and again, for me, as you can hear from all of this, having a mission statement, having something to do makes it much easier. At one point, I sort of was named one of the top singles in Boston, which is humiliating. And so I decided instead, and you were supposed to go to this party, and that makes my stomach hurt to even think about. So I did a very joy thing. I got a tape recorder and a microphone and went and interviewed everybody. And so it was fun, and I got to meet people, and it was, you know, so figure out whatever props you need, whether it's being a bartender, whether it's passing out hors d'oeuvres, whether it's striking up with a stranger just to prove you can do it. But decide that this is, and you don't have to do it forever. You can just do it as a lab experiment to prove to yourself that there's a whole different way to behave, that you can opt to behave in a way that you're not shy. It may not change your inner stomach acid initially, although it will eventually. That behavior really is a feedback loop, but that's the way you do it. Okay? Any questions? Really does work. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, I thought what we would talk about we don't have a huge amount of time, but I thought what we would talk about is renaming of things, because Mount McKinley, poor McKinley, he's kind of the Pluto of presidents at this moment, isn't he? They didn't take away his presidency, it's just the name of the mountain. So they named it Denali, which was actually its original name, and it's in Denali State Park. And I personally feel that Denali is kind of a cooler name than McKinley, and I think they should just find another peak and call it McKinley Peak. I mean, I don't think he should be defrocked. But so we're asking what other places should be renamed. Do you have any nominations, Manny, of things you think should be renamed?
Huh. Not off the top of my head. I'd have to think for a few minutes.
All right. Well, if it occurs to you in a flash of insight, you know, you can just kind of blurt out, "Wait, I've got it! Eureka!" All right. I thought Denali was great. I'm a great fan of naming things from, you know, going back to their original names. I mean, I just think there's something very cool about that. I think it keeps us in touch with our roots and history and you know. Around here, they have all of a sudden started naming things like, the Robert F. Kennedy Bridge, which I think it's the Trauber, I'm not sure. But nobody calls it that. I mean, so I think Mount McKinley will probably be referred to as Mount McKinley for a while, but we'll see. All right, so let's hear what people's nominations were for changing of dates.
Violet says almond bark, that chocolate stuff you use to cook with. Why almond bark?
Well, almond bark, I don't think is stuff. My understanding of almond bark is that it's chocolate with almonds in it, and the reason it's called bark is because it looks like the bark of a tree. So maybe you and I are talking about slightly different things, but if you go to a really good chocolate store, which I try to avoid like the plague, so I don't look like the Goodyear blimp with zits, is that they have pecan bark and almond bark and pistachio bark, but it's chocolate, and sometimes, dreadfully enough, it's milk chocolate and white chocolate, which is not chocolate, but it's just chocolate. It's a flat chocolate with nuts in it, and it makes it look like bark. So I would call it delicious, but maybe that, and the idea being the bark refers to the look of it, because it does look like tree bark, and then it's the almond or the pecan or the I'm trying to think of, I don't know if there's peanut bark, almond bark, and I'm trying to think of some other ones that I've seen, but it just refers to whatever particular nut is in it. But you know, if you want to rename it, it's okay with me. I would just call it, as I said, delicious. But. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Do you know what? I haven't even told people what this day was in history. I'll do it quickly, and then we can do the renaming, okay? Because we can do the renaming if we need to next week, and this day in history is only today. impeccable logic. You've got to agree. All right, in 1981, Los Angeles was founded as El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora de la Reina de la Los Angeles de Porciúncula, the village of Our Lady, the Queen of the Angels of Porciúncula, by 44 Spanish settlers. I assume the Porciúncula was the town from which they hailed. There we go. And so L.A., You go, girls.
What year was that?
1781.
Hmm.
Did you know L.A. was that old?
No, I had no
idea. We think of it as being a much more modern city.
Because California didn't become a state till when?
I don't know.
It was during the gold rush. It already a state, right? That was, which is 1849. Let's see, California state. What would we call it? State inclusion. State statehood. Statehood year. Here, we'll get it.
And,
we're all getting so good at Google.
I'm on the Wikipedia.
1850.
Page, yeah, 1850. September 9th, 1850, in fact.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And this was 1781.
So I would imagine in day and history.
So that was.
September. That's a little heads up for what day in history is going to be for September 9th, because that's coming up this week.
Yeah, there you go. So L.A. was right. I didn't know it was nearly that old.
Hmm.
1882, Thomas Edison flipped the switch to the first commercial electric power plant in history, lighting 1 square mile of lower Manhattan. This is considered by many as the day that began the electrical age, which is probably why my computer crashed. In 1886, the American Indian Wars, almost 30 years after of fighting, Apache leader Geronimo, with his remaining warriors, surrenders to General Nelson Miles in Arizona. It's interesting because everybody knows Geronimo, but did you know about Nelson Miles?
I did not know that.
I did not either.
Oh.
Geronimo. 1888, George Eastman, we know who that is, registers the trademark Kodak and receives a patent for his camera that uses roll film. So this is a big day in history. In 1951, the first live transcontinental television broadcast takes place in San Francisco, from the Japanese Peace Treaty Conference. Wow. Think how modern that is. 1951. Right? 64 years.
Yeah.
First live transcontinental television broadcast. See, people, I started my career before satellites, and I know people think dinosaurs roamed the Earth, and they did, but they were tiny dinosaurs by then. And a day that will live in infamy, 1957, the Ford Motor Company introduces the Edsel. These are now collector's items. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know about that one. Yeah.
I always thought the poor Edsel Ford. I mean, think about having a car that was viewed as the ultimate lemon named after you. In 1972, Mark Spitz became the first competitor to win 7 medals at a single Olympic Games. I remember the picture of him with all those medals. Mm. In 1988, Google is founded by Larry Page and Sergey Brin, two students at Stanford University. So this is a big deal day.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Google started, we got the Edsel, we got first transcontinental broadcast, we got Kodak film, we got Geronimo, we got the electrical age. Sort of interesting that the electrical age and Google started on the same day in history, don't you think?
Yeah.
And L.A. Sort of been Silicon Valley.
Hmm.
So there we go. All righty, let's quickly see how many of the renamed things we can get, other than almond bark. We could call it, as I said, just delicious. So that'd be okay with me. What else you got?
Dana says, head cheese. I think that's self-explanatory.
It is awful. Head cheese is it's something awful. What is it? There's blood sausage as well. Head cheese, it has to do, is it pancreas? It's something awful.
Yeah.
Let's see what head cheese is. I know it's something that I definitely don't want to eat, but I think it's pancreas or something. Is brawn, is a cold cut that originated in Europe. It's known as souse. It's not a Jerry tease, but a terrine. Ugh. Maybe it has to do, does it brains? Let's see what it says. They've got some pretty disgusting images, but let's see what it's actually made of. I think there's actually a pork head in there.
Yeah.
Terrine or meat jelly made with flesh from the head of a calf or a pig. Less commonly, a sheep or a cow, and often said an aspic. Oh, delicious. I don't think Plated.com is going to send me this anytime soon. If you look at the pictures, you think, oh, no. Parts of the head used vary, but the brain, eyes, and ears are usually removed. The tongue and sometimes the feet and heart may be included. Oh, yum. It can also be made from quality trimmings from pork and veal, adding gelatin to the stock as a binder. It may be flavored with onion, black pepper, allspice, bay leaf, salt, and vinegar. It's usually eaten cold or at room temperature or not at all. Blech. It was made from the head of the animal. So it wasn't, I was at the wrong organ. That's disgusting. Yeah, I think head, you know, I don't think we should change its name, because if we change its name, you might actually eat it. I know. Someone's going to tell me how delicious it is. All right, keep going.
Diane says Apple Mini iPads.
What do we want to call them?
She does not elaborate on that.
I think iPads were a little troublesome for women. We have different associations, I think. What can I tell you?
Alan says we should have more sporks that are found on airplanes for regular forks that want a combo of a spoon or a fork.
We should have more sporks. I thought you said sports, and I thought, what does this have to do with sports? Are we playing basketball with the spoons? Sporks, not a bad idea. Sporks in general, I think are a great idea. It's certainly better than fingers, and certainly better than toes. Sporks are obviously a combination of a spoon and a fork, folks. Although I still am absolutely transfixed by the idea that what we most need, the implement we most need in the wild, is actually a butter knife. Keep going.
Jessica says, New Jersey Parkway because you drive on it, and a driveway because you park on it.
Good point.
Very good.
Well done. We like that.
And then last one here from Ariel. She says, I was just listening to your podcast and heard a commercial for the Sacro Wedgie. Nothing that anyone wants to sell should have the word wedgie in it.
Okay. I think I may plead the fifth on that one. It does occur to me that a wedgie does have a slightly different implication to most of us. Wedgie. Junior high school. You can take the kids out of junior high school. You can't take the junior high school out of the kids. Okay, on that note, may all of your wedgies be comfortable. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.